Carla, let's move to Council Item 643.
Authorize a 1% dedicated fund account and authorize the Chief Procurement Officer to conduct solicitations and execute agreements in support of the Community Benefits Plan for the Washington Park Reservoirs Improvement Project not to exceed $1,145,500.
We've had a hearing on this, and it was continued till today for a vote only. Please call the roll.
Novick.
Aye.
I don't remember why this one was carried over, but I'm
Mayor,
sure.
At the beginning of last week's council meeting, the mayor said that he had a couple of follow-up questions, and so as a professional courtesy, we continued it so he could get his questions answered. They were answered to his satisfaction, and it's now back for a vote.
Great. Thank you for explaining that, because it was answered to my satisfaction last week, and I'm really happy, and congratulations, Commissioner Fish, on bringing in a 1% fund accounts and plan to use it that had significant community support, and I really appreciate your work on that. Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. In fact, we borrowed heavily from the experience of the Parks Bureau in crafting this plan. And colleagues, this community benefits plan is the culmination of a lot of work by a lot of dedicated people. As you recall, in 2012, Council made a commitment to invest in opportunities for minorities, women, and other disadvantaged communities on large-scale construction projects. The lessons that we have learned to date from two Water Bureau pilot projects inform this plan, we hope making it more efficient and more ambitious than the previous CBA. It was further refined by a group of community leaders and stakeholders. They worked diligently with city staff for several months to finalize the plan that is before us today. With this partnership, we now have some of the most aggressive equity goals in the city. I'd like to begin by thanking the city team that led this effort, Christine Moody, Chief Procurement Officer, Tracy Reeves, City Attorney, Mike Stewart, Director, Portland Water Bureau, and Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau. I'd also like to thank the stakeholders whose input was essential, and they include the following: Maurice Romming, President of O'Neill Electric, Andrew McGaw, Executive Director of Work Systems, Inc., Kelly Haynes, Senior Project Manager, Work Systems, Inc., Willie Myers, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbia Pacific Building and Construction Trades Council, say that a few times, and Michael Birch, Community Relations and Outreach Representative, Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters. Colleagues, this plan represents the city's ongoing commitment to equity, to expanding opportunity for minorities, women, and other disadvantaged communities. It took a lot of hard work to get here, and we have a plan that puts our collective values into action. I'm very proud of this final product and pleased to vote aye, and I want to also close by thanking my team, including Liam Frost and Sonia Schmansky. Aye.